What would you do to repay someone for a good deed they'd done for you? And has anyone ever rewarded you for a good deed that you did for them? Hello everyone, I'm Kathleen Pelly. Welcome to Journey with Story. Today's tale is another Irish story. After all, this is still the month of St. Patrick's Feast Day. And this story is about a young Irish farmer who gets rewarded in an unusual way for his good deed. Before we begin, a big thanks to all of you who have been sending us your drawings inspired by our story episodes. And if you haven't done so already, you can get busy drawing today and send us those drawings at www.journeywithstory.com. Just click on the contact form and download it there. Now, let's take a journey with a wolf story. A young farmer named Connor once missed two of his fine cows from his herd. With no tale or tidings to be heard of them anywhere. So Connor thought he would set out on a search throughout the country, and he took a stout blackthorn stick in his hand and he went on his way. All day he travelled miles and miles, but never caught a sign of his two fine cows. And the evening began to grow very dark, and he was wearied and hungry, and no place near to rest, for he was in the middle of a bleak, desolate heath, with not a sign of a cottage or a house at all, except for a long, low hut, like the den of a robber or a wild beast. But a gleam of light came from a chink between the boards of the hut, and so Connor took heart and went up and knocked at the door. It was opened by a tall, thin, grey-haired old man with keen, dark eyes. "Come in," he said. "You are welcome. We have been waiting for you. This is my wife." And he brought him over to the hearth, where was seated an old, thin, grey woman with long, sharp teeth and terrible glittering eyes. "You are welcome," she said. "We have been waiting for you. It is time for supper. Sit down and eat with us." Now, Connor was a brave fellow, but he was a little dazed at first at the sight of this strange creature. However, as he had his stout stick with him, he thought he could make a fight for his life anyway, and meantime he would rest and eat, for he was both hungry and weary, and it was now black night, and he would never find his way home, even if he tried. So he sat down by the hearth, while the old grey woman stirred the pot on the fire. But Connor felt that she was watching him all the time, with her keen, sharp eyes. Then a knock came to the door, and the old man rose up and opened it. When in walked a slender young black wolf, who immediately went straight across the floor to an inner room, from which, in a few moments, came forth a dark, slender, handsome youth, who took his place at the table and looked hard at Connor with his glittering eyes. "You are welcome," he said. "We have waited for you." Before Connor could answer, another knock was heard, and in came a second wolf, who passed on to the inner room like the first, and soon after, another dark, handsome youth came out and sat down to supper with them, glaring at Connor with his keen eyes, but still he said no word. "These are our sons," said the old man. "Tell them what you want and what brought you here amongst us, for we live alone and don't care to have spies and strangers coming to our place." Then Connor told his story, how he had lost his two fine cows and had searched all day and found no trace of them, and he knew nothing of the place he was in, nor of the kindly gentleman who asked him to supper, but if they just told him where to find his cows, he would thank them and make the best of his way home at once. Then they all laughed and looked at each other, and the old hag looked more frightful than ever when she showed her long, sharp teeth. On this, Connor grew angry, for he was hot-tempered, and he grasped his blackthorn stick firmly in his hand and stood up and bade them open the door for him, for he would go his way since they would give no heed and only mocked him. Then the eldest of the young men stood up. "Wait," he said. "We are fierce, but we never forget a kindness. Do you remember one day down in the glen you found a poor little wolf in great agony and almost ready to die because a sharp thorn had pierced his side? And you gently extracted the thorn and gave him a drink and went your way, leaving him in peace and rest." "Aye, well, I do remember," said Connor, "and how the poor little beast licked my hand in gratitude." "Well," said the young man, "I am that wolf, and I shall help you if I can. But stay with us tonight and have no fear." So they sat down again to supper and feasted merrily, and then all fell fast asleep, and Connor knew nothing more till he awoke in the morning and found himself by a large hayrick in his own field. "Now surely," thought he, "the adventure of last night was not all a dream, and I shall certainly find my cows when I go home, for that excellent good young wolf promised his help, and I feel certain he would not deceive me." But when he arrived home and looked over the yard and the stable and the field, there was no sign or sight of the cows, so he grew very sad and disheartened. But just then he saw in the field close by three of the most beautiful strange cows he'd ever set eyes on. "These must have strayed in," he said, "from some neighbour's ground," and he took his big stick to drive them out of the gate off the field. But when he reached the gate, there stood a young black wolf watching, and when the cows tried to pass out at the gate, he would not let them, but drove them back inside. And then Connor knew that his friend the wolf had kept his word, and that all of these cows now belonged to him. From that day, the cows grew to be the finest in the whole country, and their descendants are flourishing to this day. And Connor grew rich and prospered, for a kind deed is never lost, but brings good luck to the doer forevermore. As the old proverb says, blessings are won by a good deed done. But never again did Connor find that desolate heath or that lone hut, though he sought far and wide to return his thanks, as was due to the friendly wolves, and nor did he ever again meet any one of that family. Well, that's a good proverb to remember, I think. A proverb is just a wise saying, you know, some little nugget of truth, some words of wisdom that help you be a better person. Actually, it's a bit like our story souvenir that I ask you to find in our stories. Blessings are won by a good deed done. Maybe we can try to hold those words in our hearts this week. I think St. Patrick would like that very much if we were to celebrate St. Patrick's Day by remembering those words. Cheerio then. Join me next time for Journey with Story. Music and post-production was by Colette Jonas.